Marara Sports Worldwide.
He's an intimidating figure. He's just walked in here with his army uniform. I don't know who he is capturing, but I'm just looking forward to chatting to him. That's all I can tell you. In fact, let me lay it out nicely here, because you know, those players who've been and had remarkable longevity in the beautiful game of football, yet remain somewhat underrated. Now, those who've got all of the experience, it's always very, very key, yet they don't grab the headlines. For whatever reason. Maybe it's an underground operator, I don't know. I mean, they get the job done, that's for sure. They go home, like Mamadou was saying, hey, game finishes, into the private jet, go home. I don't know if he's also got a private jet. He'll tell me. I mean, come the next day, they're there. They're the first ones at training, and they're ready. They're willing. They want to work harder. They want to work some more. So Tapiwa Kapini is that kind of person. At what, 38? Yeah, you turned 38 the other day.
Yeah.
17 July. You just missed Mandela Day by one day.
The same day with Braje.
Jomo Sono.
Jomo Sono.
How old is he, though? Oy, Jomo Sono. Hey, yeah. Let's not even start about Jomo Sono. But it's quite strange, though, quite funny, though, that, you know, Jomo stays in a certain suburbs that Mandela was staying in, and they, you know, they're a couple of hours apart in terms of birth.
Yeah.
But believe me when I say that this man has been around the game forever. It's very, and is as fresh as a rookie goalkeeper. He keeps going. I mean, he keeps giving 110% commitment. Let me welcome into our studio today, under the bridge in Katlehong, Tapiwa Kapini. Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Good evening, bro. How are you doing?
It's about time.
Good evening to the listeners of, MSW.
You know the story.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, we were just saying that it's been a while. So today is an update. I told you when you signed up for Sekukune, remember I was there?
Yeah.
And they were unveiling all of you as the players and the new management and everything else. And I said, you know what? Your story has not really been told in this country.
True, bro.
Right. So never mind that. You still owe me that show. Right. Today, I'm treating today as an update on your career.
Yes, bro.
Because what I know, and I could be wrong, is that you haven't found a team yet. What I know or don't know is that you and Sekukune are history.
Yep.
So the only person, the only human being who can help me is you.
Yes, Brarob.
What's the situation with you?
Brarob, there were promises in NFD.
Yeah.
You know, but they keep on promising and promising. You know, some I even have to submit everything. They wanted my ID. I submit everything. I submit what they wanted from me. And, you know, and I was keep on training, you know, somewhere.
Where?
But I'll tell you now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've been training with, Highlands Park, my home, you know.
Back to the original Highlands Park?
Yeah. I've been training there, you know, so that's where I'm training at the moment. You know, Mr. Brookstone and Brett Kaftel and Coach Alan Fries as well. You know, they welcomed me to say, come campus, you can train with the boys. But as time goes on, you know, we've got something for you that you won't refuse.
Oh.
So I'm still waiting for that.
So these teams get sold, but they still stay?
Yes.
Was it sold?
Yeah, it was sold. And
it became TS Galaxy?
Yes.
But so TS Galaxy exists?
Yeah. Islands Park exists in ABC Motsepe.
I would love that. I would love to, like, if I had a car and I would sell it to the new owner.
Yeah.
The new owner drives it out. But the car still stays behind with me. I mean, that is what football sales are all about.
Yeah, they make no sense.
But anyway, that's not where we are today. So, I mean, that's still the original Platinum Stars management, Silver Stars management, Highlands Park management as well.
With Terry Mulonzo is there.
Wow.
Coach Owen Sutton is there as well, you know, and Coach Alan Fries is there. And at the moment, I'm working with the goalkeepers.
But is that where you want to be? I mean, even if you are working with the goalkeepers at Highlands Park, Do you want to become a goalkeeper coach, or do you want to become and continue to be a goalkeeper in the professional ranks?
Bro, Rob, I wanted to be to play in a PSL or in NFD.
Yeah,
you know, that's where my heart was. But you know, like I told you, Bro, Rob, the promises of the chairmans of the teams all the time. They'll promise you this. They promise you this. But you know, when I went to Allen's Park, when I started training there, you know, Mr. Brookstone know me better, and he told me what they want from me, and you know, they are very, very supportive. Mm-hmm. You know, in whatever I'm doing at the club at the moment. But my willingness was, you know, to keep on continuing. Because, you know, it's sad part that what's happened in Africa is just mm-hmm. sad. When you turn 35, 38, 36, 37, 38, everyone say,
Katele.
But when Ronaldo turns 38 tomorrow, everyone in Africa say, happy birthday, Ronaldo. Yes. We wish you to, you know.
Wish you many more.
At Old Trafford.
Yeah.
When, now, if you look at it, Gigi Buffon is still going at 44.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Peter Shilton was Peter playing Shilton, at a World Cup at 42.
At 42, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, so how are you 38? You're a kid for a goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah, that's the sad part in Africa. I don't think it's only in South Africa.
Yeah.
But especially in Southern Africa. Because remember El Hadary?
Yes.
At Egypt.
He played
until 47.
I mean, when we were there in 2019, he looked like he could still come here and play for one of the teams.
Yes, true. When I even ever saw him at the Nations Cup, now when he was a goalkeeper coach, you can wonder, is that guy still playing or what?
They play.
The most important thing is, you know, if you look after yourself very well,
yeah,
you know, nothing can stop you.
But what's your body saying? Your body is saying you want to continue playing, even if it's in the first division. Are you happy?
Yeah, my body is something else, bro. I remember, if you can take all the teams that I worked for, my test for, you know, pre-season, I think I'm in top 10 as a goalkeeper.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Cooper tests, blip tests, I always finish 14.5 in blip test. Cooper test, I always finish seven rounds, you know. Wow. You know, with Coach Owen Dagama, you have to yeah, you have to push, like, you have to be hard, you know.
You got to be like a horse there.
Yeah, so that's me, man. I'm just, I've got that willingness, you know, that's saying, man, why should I give up now when my body says, Kapini, you're still there.
But then be honest with me, because that is the one thing I've always known you to be, is honest. First season at Sekhukhune, you're clocking good time on the field. Last season, only 270 minutes. What went wrong?
Bro, Rob, you know, that chapter of Sekhukhune, you know, my heart is sore because I couldn't believe it, you know. Yes, Toster came in.
Yeah.
He had a good few games, 5-4 games. But, you know, the way, as an experienced player, the way they treat you sometimes, you know, I don't think they value us a lot, you know. So that's why maybe sometimes where it comes now at the point where you say, is it the coach who is in...
Say it. Is it the coach who's in charge?
Is it the coach who's in charge, or is it the management who's in charge?
Yeah.
You know.
So you're saying that the coach still wanted you to play?
For me, that's the question that I always ask myself. Coach Mark, do you still want me here, or something's happening? What's going on? Even Coach Tembaletu Moses will tell you, Kapini, like you said, first day training, last day training.
Absolutely. That's how I've always been told that you do things.
People were surprised when I always carry the mannequins, me and Jima. Kapini and Jima, why are you carrying the mannequins? Yeah. No, that's how we are.
You want to start training like immediately.
We're born like that. Even if the boys, they kick the balls far away, our kit men say, Campos, we lost 2-3 balls here. What do we do? I'm the first one to say, hey, let's look for the balls.
Yeah.
We shot two, three. Yes, and we'll find them, put them back. We go to showers. I'm the last one in the shower. Everyone knows. They always left the keys for me.
Well, I hope it's cold water by that time. But I mean, it's strange, you though. Know. So you're saying that you suspect that the management have made the decision to pull the plug on you?
Yeah, that's for me. I think that was it. Because Bro, Rob, there is so much that maybe Chairman Mr. Malaji or CEO Say Jonas, they will tell you much more Because I remember, you know, the way chairman and CEO, the way they respect me. You know, whenever they call me, I'll go to the office, I'll see them. But, you know, there was something that happened at Skukuna that nobody didn't know what happened. You know, bro, I remember very well we were playing TS Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, so there was an issue. We lost 1-0, you know. So there was an issue. One of the players saying players are using a muti.
Oh.
You know, so I said, as the captain, then, you know, everybody talks. I'm telling you. Then it comes to my attention. They say, no, man, you can't blame muti for a silly mistake.
Yeah.
If you do a mistake, just own up. Be a man enough to say, gents, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to score that goal. You know, so you can't blame Mut about that. So they say, what's going on? Then I said, no, man, the problem with our team is we don't listen. When the coach tell you it's raining, don't play it from the back.
Yeah.
Let's play route one. Yeah. It's raining. Against TX Galaxy, it was raining, bro.
Pump the ball into the box.
Yeah. Or in other, play in another team's half. For you to be safer. Mm. That's what happened that day. And, you know, Brarob, it was Saturday. We lost Saturday. Sunday, I'm just relaxing. I went to the gym. I come back. Monday morning, Brarob, I'm preparing to go to training.
Yeah.
And our manager, Gift, he sent me a message. Say, Campos, they say don't come to training.
Yeah?
Yes, Brarob.
Don't come to training?
Don't come to training.
Reason?
Brarob, you know, it was, I told Sandra, my wife, I said, baby, I don't know what's going on. You know, then, you know, I started to tear up. But me, what did I do wrong? I didn't know anything wrong. Then they say, they want you at the office, Kapini. Then I said, okay. When I went to the office, I see chairman, I see CEO, greeted them, hi. And they say, no, the gentlemen that are going to have your case, they are coming. I said, my case? What case?
Yeah,
you know, bro.
Yeah,
yeah. I said, my case? What did I do now?
Yeah.
And when I went in to see Mr. Madisha and Mr. Tsepo Malope, they told me that I said something that was not good, that was not taken by the players in terms of what I said in the changing room after the game against TS Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, everybody was there. I didn't, it was not behind someone's back.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches were there, the people, everyone was there. I said it, we can't trust, you can't believe on Muti.
Mm-hmm.
Muti is there, whatever there is happening in Muti, but if we go into the field of play, if you're committed, if somebody, Brarob, I think against the TS Galaxy, Vusi Skeshe, he dribbled the goalkeeper. He passed to Madonsela's to fit.
Yes.
There was no one in the post. He missed.
Yeah.
Then they want to come to the changing room. They say, there's Muti. Someone is Usbambelu Muti. Hey, Majesto Koraganjan. Then that's where I was fuming.
But I was fuming. Does the team use Muti? Hey, okay. With that laughter, let's take a quick break. Zasha, Tapo Kapini. Don't go anywhere.
Good evening, Rob. And good evening to your guest there, Tapiwa Kompos. Campos Kapini. Yeah, thank you Kapini for having saved the game with such an aplomb, and I wish you the best in whatever endeavor you are going for. And just to remind people, they don't know that you once scored from your gate, and you once scored from right in your 18 area into the other 18 area. I think the goalkeeper was Watson Mukuli. And lastly, can you please just talk to other footballers and legends to try and make Zifa understand the rules of the game, and allow those people who have won elections to run until their term is over, so that Zimbabwe can be readmitted again. The Big Show in Durban.
The Big Show in Durban. Thank you so much for that WhatsApp voice note. At least you brought a smile to his face when you talked about him scoring from Pakate Lalin. Oh, man, Big Show. I know he's also been very vocal about Zifa. I know that he's been vocal about the overusage of the stadium itself. saying that they need to protect. This is a national, you know, it's a national stadium. It should be reserved for national games.
Yeah.
But that's why I said to you, and I've admitted, I said, this is not the show, guys. This is not the show. We're still going to have the show with this human being coming through here. We wanted to find a tell end because me, I hardly believe stories. You know, when I read with one eye, like the other eye is closed. But and hence, we always try and reach out so that we get the right messaging through. And
true,
I think what you were telling us as we were heading to the break, aye, man, the boy, it left me. I think it was also partly sad because anyone that knows you would say that you don't deserve that kind of treatment at all. But now, I think let's wrap on the issue of the DC.
Yeah.
Did they have a DC for you? And if they did have a DC for you, what were you charged with?
There was no DC for me, bro. They said, Kapini, we will call you when the investigations are done.
Investigation into what?
Into what I said in the changing
room. What did you say?
About that multi doesn't work. It's all about in the mind. It's about your attitude when you go inside the field.
So who was offended?
The club. They say I offended some of the players. That's what I said, bro. The problem was, is it the players who told the management?
Yeah.
Or was it someone, somewhere, who told the management? So Kapini said this and this. Because if every coach was there in the changing room. But if you ask the players, I can tell you, I'll give you the call, the phone numbers, you ask them. They say, no, I didn't tell chairman like that. No, I didn't tell the management like that.
So you being charged on rumor?
Yes.
Rumors.
Rumors where it was not players who went to the chairman and said, chairman, we're not happy with Kapini. You know, we're not happy with Kapini like this. No, it was not the players.
That's
the
crazy.
The players were shocked as well when I said, no, I'm not. They keep on asking, Campos, why are you? We can't see your training.
Yeah.
No, I don't know where I'm coming. Because I didn't want to cause any problem with the players. Because the team was not doing well as well.
Yeah.
So I didn't say, okay, I'm coming. Don't know where I'm coming. I'll come. But when the season was over, but Rob, it's shocking. Eh?
Why? What happened?
Football.
That's why
Mr. Tevejan said football will kill you. You have to have a strong heart there in football.
What
happened at the end of the season, bro? Rob, I'm waiting, you know, and as senior as I am,
yeah.
I expect Sir Jonas, Mr. Malaji. The way I went to the office and signed my contract,
yes,
is the way I expect them to say, Kapini, come to the office, want to talk to you. Mm. Kapini, this is what is happening. I think we do have another goalkeepers that are coming in.
Yes.
So for you, Mr. Kapini, I think we're releasing you face to face, not by WhatsApp. You can't WhatsApp me a message of Kapini, you are no longer at Kukuna United. You know, it's hurt, bro, Rob, because whenever you went and signed the contract, you're face to face with the chairman.
Exactly.
But when they're chasing you away,
WhatsApp
message. Then I told my wife, I said, Sandy, look at this. Sandra said, no, ma'am, I don't think so. Then I said, no, it is.
So that was the official way?
That was the official. Until now, the chairman even called me.
Nobody
has called me. Only Coach McDonald and Coach Thabo Sinong, they've called me. Everyone that management of Kukuna United. And I think Lux as well, Lux and Gift.
Yes.
Gift always talk to me because he's the manager. They always talk to me. But in terms of the authorities that are there,
nobody
called me. So that's why I say I'm so hurt, because I remember when the team wanted to get promoted, I remember chairman, you know, talk to me and say, Kapini, everything is in your hands now.
Yeah.
Then I said, chairman, are you scared? We're going to promote it. We're going straight to PSL.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe it. But I told them, if we're given a chance, as we're going to PSL. And the Braroba, I played 18 games. 13 clean sheets.
Oh. 18 games, 13?
18 clean sheets.
That is crazy.
10 in a row.
For the same team?
For the same team that sent me a WhatsApp message to say, Kapini, you are no longer part of Kukuna United.
But what was your contract saying, though? Because had you had signed a 1 year with an option.
No, mine was not. There was no an option. As I'm telling the chairman, you know, you keep on saying, Kapini, I want you to join the other department at the 1st of July. Then I say, hey, chairman, but me, I still have it in me to play. You can't say, Kapini, you are going to retire when I'm not ready.
Of course, I mean you're when the I'm player.
Not ready. When I'm not ready, you know, that's why I'm saying, if they had called me to the office, then you sit down with me, Kapin. This is what we want from you. What do you think about this offer?
Yeah,
you know, when you face to face, it's much better than when you just I can just SMS you, Abarob, I'm no longer coming to MSW.
I didn't want to say it, but I mean that's exactly what happened to me on the 30th of July last year. I was sent an SMS at the SABC. Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, no last show. You know, it's almost like saying you preparing for a cup final. And they say, no game for you. Stay home and enjoy watching.
It's sad. That's why I'm saying it's sad what is happening in Africa in terms of the players that are over 35 and above. Yeah. If you look at in Europe, when somebody like James Milner, they'll talk to him, James, this is what is there for you. What do you think
he's
about
a marquee player.
He's our key player at Liverpool because, you know, I'm a fan, you know.
Oh, welcome forever. Welcome, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So here in Africa, if you look at it, if you turn 36, and I think one day, Bosse Aboka is going to come here and tell you, no, bro, Rob, I didn't want to retire. I could feel I still have it in me.
But he stayed. He survived. I mean, we were just saying off air that three of your Zimbo colleagues were given the boot, but Bosse Aboka stayed. Well, no, I don't know if he's going to stay long.
We're four, yeah? Four went out with Talent Chawapiwa as well.
Oh, Talent was included, yes. Yeah, but that was before.
But before, it was in December. Yeah. No, bro. So that's what I'm saying. In Africa, I think we need to celebrate our legends the way African brothers respect those who are playing on top level.
Yeah.
Because that's me. If I'm looking, I remember when I met, you know, legendary goalkeeper as well. He said, Hamdala, not me, not now.
Yes.
I said, serious? I still got it. Just work on something. 1, 2, 3. I'm telling you, it will be the best again. You know.
But you know where my confusion comes in, though, Tapuwa, is that if you had to tell somebody, like you're trying to tell me and all the listeners, that the reason that has been given to you to exit a team that was initially doing well, remember Skukune was at the top.
Yes.
You know, top off. When I say top off, was top four, was top five. Top four, top five.
True.
Comes to six, But it was never coming out of the top eight for most of the season.
True that.
And then something happened. I don't know what happened, but something happened. Do you know what happened that Sekukune started sliding down that table?
Bro, Rob, I think it was just the belief from the players, I think. Because the players started to think maybe we have arrived. You know, they thought that we have arrived. Everything is going to be smooth.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to second half of the season, every team, a point makes a difference. So I think that was our problem as a team, as Kukune United, that we lost somewhere, somehow, where we're supposed to say, no, gents, let's get a point, not three. Even if you go away, say, hey, gents, let's get our point and go home.
But people had figured you out, though. That's what people don't understand in football, is that when you are a newly promoted team, you have to capitalize on the first round games.
Because
second round, they've studied you. They've got video footage of you. They've got video analysis of you. So that they did not know about you in the first round, they know about you. And they're going to come and sort you out.
Football has changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like we saw it even in Europe, wherever, in African Nations Cup, when that goalkeeper from Egypt saves penalties because of he had that secret to say that the penalties are going to come on this side.
Yes.
So even us here in at Skukune, people had figured out that the moment if you close this side of this side and you can expose 1, 2, 3, 4, we can beat Skukune United.
Crazy.
Good evening, Samarawa. It's Mpua X here from Tembisa. Listening to the conversations between yourself and Tapuwa Kapini. I have a sense that you should just consider setting up a players' union. I've been listening to the show for numerous times. I see that the players are more comfortable. I mean, talking about things that they wouldn't talk about in other platforms when they're with you. And it pains me that they only get to talk about them once they begin to fade away from football. And now I'm thinking, how many players are going through these abuse, ill treatments, and all these other things that we can't even mention, you know? So probably should set up a players' union. You can make a huge dent. I know there is a players' union, but I've never heard anything good about that union. Thank you, sir.
Players' union, are you a member?
Yes, I am a member, brother.
Have they done anything for you?
Yes. I remember when I was at AmaZulu. When my contract was terminated in December.
Prematurely.
It was an agreement, okay. But I had to tell them, agents, this is happening. They said, Kapini, what do you think about it? Yeah. They said, no, I'm hype about it.
Okay.
So I think there were professionalism in terms of that. And I applaud AmaZulu. That's why I say, you know, for all the teams that I played for, you know, I always have respect for AmaZulu.
Yeah, but not to the current situation. Let me take another voice note quickly.
Hi, Branop, Sir JC. Yo. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad what's happened to the legend there, the Tapua Kapini. Now, I partly understand what the Singimnisi was saying when he says Sikukuni, they are unprofessional. Yeah, so now we get to understand a little bit why he was saying they are unprofessional. How do you fire a person using a WhatsApp message? You, this is bad. This is terrible. Thanks, Brarop. Good show, as always.
Sir JC, thank you so much indeed. Hey, you were laughing there because Sinkimnisi had a press conference and he said Sikukune are exactly that, unprofessional.
You know, the problem, bro, people will say, Kapini is bitter because he doesn't give a contract anymore. But we are not bitter. We just want to improve the game.
Yeah.
We just want this game to improve.
So you're saying Sinkimnisi was correct? I'm asking. You know, I'm here to ask the questions. Because I've only got 2 minutes left, so I want an answer.
That was for Mr. Muniz. I don't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him there in the offices?
No, I haven't seen him, but okay. I always talk to him.
Yeah.
He's one of my fathers as well. I respect him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he says, come to Royal AM?
I'll go running there.
Yes.
Yeah. Putting all the shoes.
That's nice. Yeah. Well, he is CEO. He's just on a, you know, I don't know, what, special leave.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but for you now, in the 1 minute that's left,
yeah, bro.
What does Tapua Kapini want? And remember again, you owe me a full show.
Yes.
After this dust is settled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
What do you want next for yourself,
bro? You know, I think goalkeepers. We're not recognized well, you know. I thought as well, especially if you look at Coach Andre Arendse, you know, he did well with SuperSport when he comes.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be a goalkeeper coach only. I want to be up there as well as a coach. I remember Dino Zoffi as well in Italy. He was the head coach. So why not as goalkeeper coach given a chance to be a head coach? So I want, like I'm saying now, Barob, Highlands Park, they are willing to take me to do all the courses that I want.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Larry Brookstone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to stay at Highlands Park than go and play in NFD.
But are they paying you?
Yes, definitely they good. Are. And it's good salary, better than some of the NFD.
Oh, wow. That's one person I haven't seen. Tell Larry Brookstone.
Yes.
He must come visit us, yeah.
Definitely, I would definitely.
Please tell him that. Roger Dassault would be a good example of a goalkeeper who then became a coach and not a goalkeeper coach.
True, that.
So
true
he
that.
Coaches Egypt.
Yeah.
You know, true. Carlos Queiroz is a manager.
True.
But the guy that takes them through their drills every single day, takes Mo Salah through his drills, is Roger Dassault.
True that. Because I'm surprised, bro, Rob, when people say Itu must retire. For what?
Bazo! Popeye!
No ways!
Thanks, the poor Kapini!
No ways!